This is Susan Triolo. I just listened to the story about the impact of incarcerated parents on children. If you plan to research this, perhaps you should go talk to teachers in the Springfield area about the impact in the classroom on children who have their parents incarcerated. At the end of the story was a discussion about a young woman who just graduated from Smith, whose father was in jail for cocaine, separating him from his family. Then he was deported. What could be more difficult for a child than having a parent in prison and then having the parent deported?
My name is Diane Wood Miller. I live in Poughkeepsie. I'm a member and a donator, but I was thrilled to see an article in our Poughkeepsie Journal today about having raised $1 million. I do refer to you folks as my family, and I just was so pleased to see that, and kudos to Alan and everybody. So I'm just very glad to see that it made our Poughkeepsie paper today.
Hello, this is Dr. Olajak calling from Del Mar, New York. I just heard Karen McGee leave her comments on Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. regarding teacher evaluations. Bravo, Karen McGee. I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's not reduce teachers and children to data points. Let's treat them as human beings.
Cheryl Moore, I'm calling from Albany, New York, and I wanted to commend Karen McGee's commentary on the way the standardized testing in terms of teacher evaluations is falling short. Her comments were right on the money. My only hope is that, you know, our state government will see the same and devise ways to empower our schools with the tools and resources needed to provide that leadership in order to arm the schools with the capability of actually measuring their teacher success.
This is Marietta Whittlesey from Gallatin, New York. It's a true testament to freedom of speech that AMC gives a platform to Curb London, who in his most recent rant accused the president of high crimes and misdemeanors. I suppose this hostage incident will join Benghazi in the Republican playlist whenever they feel the need to stoke the hatred of their base. Yet even that GOP poster boy, Ronald Reagan, traded 1,500 missiles to Iran for 7 hostages in 1985. Thank you.